Christy Bernardi, thank you for talking with me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
The Keystone Rural Health Consortia provides outpatient medical services in 7 rural locations, and you also provide COVID-19 testing. How has the pandemic affected your work as a small rural healthcare provider, especially in recent months when we have seen the surge in case numbers for the rural parts of Pennsylvania?
When the pandemic hit, we started preparing very early on, and we knew in March and April that it wasn't here yet. We started testing way back then, but we always knew that the surge was coming at some point. Once the surge hit, you know, it was really difficult because as a small rural health provider, we are very lean as far as staff goes. We got very busy very fast. I myself am an RN by trade, so we all wear our scrubs to work and we all work wherever we need to. I've done COVID testing. In fact, I'm coming in tomorrow to give the girls a break and do some testing. I'm going to come in on Saturday. Everybody is just picking up whatever extra duties we need to do. We did hire 1 extra lab staff to help with this, which has been a godsend. We tried hiring a couple extra nurses. Unfortunately, the ones we hired were here a week and saw how busy and were a little nervous. People are still very nervous about COVID. So they've just found it wasn't for them. But the staff that I have are very loyal and very committed to putting our patients first. So really, it was just a team effort from the beginning.
Talk to me a little bit about the situation on the ground. How often do you see patients who tested positive for COVID-19 develop severe symptoms? Or I understand that there are occasions where you have to send patients for inpatient care. What have you observed recently?
You know, in the beginning, we saw very few positive tests. We do the rapid tests and we do the send out PCR tests. Within the last month, we've seen that really change very rapidly. And we're seeing a lot more severe cases than we did in the beginning. We have had to send people to the hospital and we do have some patients that are not doing well. We've seen it all. We've seen mild symptoms. We've seen no symptoms. Right now, I would say we're probably seeing 20 to 30% of the patients we're testing are positive. One of the things that we want to do is get them tested so that if they do have it and are symptomatic, that they're not spreading it anywhere. We get them into quarantine right away. That's been a challenge because we're here till 6 o'clock some nights testing 40 to 50 people a day. But we opted to take that route and do whatever we can to help mitigate the spread in the communities. I think all the health hospitals in Pennsylvania are strained and stressed, you know, especially in rural areas where they have limited capacity, limited ventilators, et cetera. I know that, you know, there's a lot of life flights going out daily. After Thanksgiving, the hospitals were very much struggling in all rural areas of Pennsylvania. And my fear is after Christmas, it's going to get worse.
What are any, if at all, attitude changes that you have observed? Because like you mentioned earlier, during the pandemic, the cases weren't really hitting rural Pennsylvania, and now it's very much here.
You know, I've seen a little bit of a change, unfortunately, in rural Pennsylvania. Unless it affects you personally, a lot of people still don't believe it's real. Or if they know somebody that only had mild symptoms, and it's very true, there are people that their only symptom is loss of taste or smell. However, no one knows who that person will be that is affected differently, who ends up very sick, ends up in the hospital, ends up passing away, God forbid. So really, I think I've seen an improvement in the communities where more people are wearing masks. I've talked to quite a few people today. When I've asked them what their holiday plans were, oh, nothing, you know, we're laying low, we're just with our immediate family. And that makes me really happy to hear, because at Thanksgiving, I wasn't hearing that. So that tells me that people are taking it more seriously.
So both the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines were developed in record time and with a new technology, which has prompted questions and created some resistance to them. What kind of attitudes among rural communities have you observed?
You know, I think it's mixed. I haven't heard more one side than the other, and which makes me very happy. I was really thinking we would meet a lot of resistance when reaching out to people. I've had so many people even call this morning that they knew we were possibly getting it, getting their employees. I've had employees at healthcare facilities and different congregate care settings call to get signed up for the vaccine. I think there's a more positive look on the vaccines than there was in the beginning. My son, who is a physician assistant out in Denver, received his last week and had absolutely no side effects. And the side effects that they're publishing are very mild, flu-like, if anything, soreness in the injection site, which is very typical of any vaccine that you get. I think that the benefits clearly outweigh the risks in this setting. And I am actually very happy to see how receptive people are towards it right now.
And what was it like for you to get the vaccine and to see your staff get vaccinated today?
I have not gotten mine yet. I am going to be getting it this afternoon. I just haven't had time, but I am going there. I'm excited. I am excited for my staff. They are excited. It is a giddiness. I don't ever want to take away from the frontline workers that have been in the ICUs and the hospitals, because they are the true heroes. But I have to say that, we've all been working 60 hours a week and taking on 4 and 5 additional jobs. So it is almost a relief to everybody to have this in-house and be able to get it and to continue doing what we love to do in a safer way.
That's Christy Bernardi, CEO of the Keystone Rural Health Consortia and a nurse working on the front line. She and her team received their first shipment of the Moderna vaccine on Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Amin Chen, WPSU.